and panic was something that Bowman understood better than he had any wish to, for he had known it twice during his life. The first time was as a boy, when he had been caught in a line of surf and nearly drowned. The second was as a spaceman under training, when a faulty gauge had convinced him that his oxygen would be exhausted before he could reach safety. On both occasions, he had almost lost control of all his higher logical processes. He had been within seconds of becoming a frenzied bundle of random impulses. Both times he had won through, but he knew well enough that any man, in the right circumstances, could be dehumanized by panic. If it could happen to a man, then it could happen to Hal. And with that knowledge, the bitterness and the sense of betrayal he felt toward the computer began to fade. Now, in any event, it belonged to a past that was wholly overshadowed by the threat and the promise of the unknown future.